This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham, sitting in for Cynthia Canty.
The best and the brightest.
Opportunities.
The next idea.
We're going to find that these social and cultural factors really add a lot to economic growth.
How do we bring more people with disabilities into the workforce? It's a challenge for a variety of reasons, one of which has been trying to unite the many supporting agencies that help disabled people find work. Another challenge is getting as many disabled workers out into the community as possible. Our latest contributor to The Next Idea describes a new, more unified approach in Michigan. It's called MARO, M-A-R-O, where they believe in the capability of every person and equal access. Todd Culver is the executive director of MARO, and Tony is one of the workers with disabilities who has a community-based integrated job. They spoke with Cynthia Canty earlier this month.
Todd, I want to start with you. When we talk about the low number of people with disabilities who actually are employed, what does that actually look like? What do the numbers tell us?
Well, the numbers tell us that there are significant barriers to employment success for people with disabilities in Michigan that have to do with income limits for those receiving benefits, low societal expectations, and sometimes a system of services and supports that isn't well aligned.
And when you talk about the fact that the whole system and all the supports and services are not aligned, what does that mean? How did that happen?
Well, there are several supporting agencies that share the objective of employment success for people with disabilities in Michigan. Young adults transitioning from the education system are offered supports in pursuit of employment. Our community mental health system often includes employment goals and plans of service for individuals. And we have two vocational rehabilitation agencies in Michigan whose goal is to find and help individuals with disabilities get good jobs. And in many cases, they operate somewhat independently, each with their own procedures and protocols, each with their own funding sources. And what we are trying to do as a state is leverage these resources a little more collectively, rather than having these agencies operate independently.
Yeah, just kind of so one hand tends to know what the other hand is doing, so that way each individual gets a more unified approach. I also wonder, Todd, if you could give us an idea of what kinds of things in the workplace could pose an additional challenge for someone with a disability that perhaps someone who's not disabled might not even think about.
Well, it depends on the barrier that the individual faces and the work environment. And that's the objective of the programs that MARO members provide supports through, is that each individual is unique and each employment situation is unique. And what we're trying to do is provide a deeper dive into exploring the hidden talents, perhaps, of individuals with disabilities, the skills that they might bring to the workforce, and then work with employers to find the characteristics of a job that would create a more ideal job match. Sometimes the job as written or as described or as currently done may not provide that good match, and it requires some creative, sometimes out-of-the-box thinking to perhaps modify some of the job duties so that there is that ideal match.
When you think about the kinds of employment that have generally been available to individuals with disabilities, I want to talk about that a little bit. And I know in my own family, my brother is disabled, and he spent some period of time doing some light assembly work at a place in the Traverse City area with a number of other disabled adults. So that's what's called facilities-based employment?
Correct.
Tell us a little more. So what does that mean?
These are businesses, mission-driven businesses, that are geared towards creating employment opportunities for individuals with disabilities. In the case of facility-based options, quite often contracts are secured to manufacture goods or perform a service, and individuals with disabilities are welcomed and supported in that environment to achieve success.
But there's also now community-based work, and we're going to be talking with Tony about the job that he has. So tell us about that more.
Well, MARO members provide the full spectrum of employment options. So these businesses not only have a facility or a building where perhaps, as you mentioned, manufacturing-type work may be performed, but also employ staff to develop relationships with employers and independent businesses out in the community to place individuals in those roles where they can succeed.
Tony, tell us about the job you work at right now. What do you do?
I work at our van. I'm a janitor. I do a lot of cleaning.
What do you like about the job?
I like it. I get paid and stuff. I get paid every Fridays.
How does it make you feel to know you've got a paycheck coming in and your job to go to?
It makes me feel good.
I guess when you talk about, Todd Culver, when we talk about this kind of community-based work, and I've seen it at grocery stores with disabled individuals who are working there in the line, and I got to imagine being out and around everyone is a good thing in many ways beyond I have a paycheck.
I think that's true, and studies have shown that the more folks who develop a personal connection with an individual with disability, the more likely we are to advance in this movement to provide more opportunities in a community-based setting and more access to community in general, not just through employment, but access to housing, mm-hmm. Recreation, and the arts.
And Mauro, as part of this new approach in Michigan, the Employment First State Leadership Mentoring Program, it's now in its second year. Just what is this?
This is a technical assistance grant that's funded through the Office of Disability Employment Policy within the Department of Labor. And it's coordinated here in Michigan by the Michigan Developmental Disabilities Council. And they've drawn together several of these agencies that I've referenced, including the education system, vocational rehabilitation agencies, the Behavioral Health and Developmental Disabilities Administration, and our Workforce Development Agency, in conjunction with some private advocacy groups and MARO, to work together to promote more of these community-based employment outcomes.
So this is something that really is a different approach to help employ people with disabilities.
It is a different approach in that it brings together a collaborative group amongst individual entities that haven't always collaborated optimally. And it also is relatively unique here in Michigan. This technical assistance grant is offered in 19 different states, and only two of them include provider associations such as MARO.
And Michigan is one of those, Michigan and Iowa, right?
That's correct. And the grant has several components to it. There's a provider transformation element, which brings in subject matter expertise to help MARO member organizations transition from more of a facility-based model to more of a community-based business model. There's a component that addresses the the reimbursement rates for the services that help lead to those outcomes to promote success and incentivize positive outcomes for the individual and the organization that's providing those supports. There's a capacity-building component that's helping to develop a more skilled community of practice for the professionals that develop and deliver those employment services, and also a highly collaborative element that promotes transition from education to employment.
So it really does try to push this into one really well-sculpted, unified approach.
Yes, it does.
How does employing people with disabilities help push Michigan forward, Todd?
Well, a more inclusive workforce is of value to employers. It certainly optimizes independence and inclusion for individuals with disabilities that haven't always been included optimally in our society. And it gives folks who have sometimes not been advantaged with these opportunities a chance to not only increase their earning capacity, but also generate the sense of self-worth and self-esteem that comes from being a part of the workforce and earning a paycheck.
Belonging. Tony, tell me a little about your coworkers. Do you get a chance to talk with them? What do you think of them?
I like them. I talk to them sometimes. I'm not too busy.
Todd, what do you hope the future will be like for people like Tony who have disabilities in Michigan?
I hope the future holds a more inclusive workforce, increased opportunities for higher wage earning capacity and independence for people of all abilities. And I'm proud to participate in this project that I think is furthering that goal. And if I could add another shout out to the Michigan Developmental Disabilities Council for having the courage of conviction to extend this invitation to a group of organizations that hadn't always collaborated well together, I'd appreciate it.
Todd Culver is the executive director of MARO, M-A-R-O. You can find his essay on the Next Idea page at michiganradio.org. We welcome your comments and your thoughts there, or at Michigan Radio's Facebook page, or on Twitter at Next Idea MI. Tony and Todd, want to thank both of you for being with us on the Next Idea. It was great to have you with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Support for the Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.